This is the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN. Once again, here's Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune.
Welcome back to the second hour of your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune. Last week featured congressional hearings on social media, cybersecurity, disinformation, and during one of these House hearings, a right-wing conspiracy theorist got up to interrupt the testimony. And this prompted, for me, one of the most unique ways I've ever seen someone shut down a protester. Missouri Republican Congressman Billy Long gets the credit.
Trump, help us. Please help us, Mr. President, before it is too late, because Jack Dorsey is trying to influence the election, to sway the election.
What's she saying? I can't understand her.
What? Steal the election. That is why we're censoring and shadow banning.
How about a day in 12 and a half, 15, 7 and a half, $20, 2 and a half, 5, 7 and a half, 30. Hit $30 down here, 2 and a half, 5, 30, 5, 7 and a half, 40. Hit $40, 2 and a half, 5, 5, 45, 7 and a half, 50. Hit $50 down here, 2 and a half, 5,
50. Officer, will you escort this young lady out, please?
Hit 2 and a half, now 5, 65, 7 and a half, 70. Up 2 and a half, now 5, 75, 7 and a half, $80 to 5, 85, 90. Hit $100 and 10, 10, 10, a quarter, 1 and a quarter, 1 and a half, and about 2, 2, 2 and a quarter. Hit 2 and a half, and about 3, able to bomb 300, hit 3 and a quarter, cut 3 and a quarter, now half, half, 3 and a half, set of 400, hit but a 4, 4 and a quarter, 4 and a half, we're selling the cell phone there, 4 and a quarter, 4 and a half, hit 4 and a half, 475, 500, 5, 5 and a quarter, 5 and a half. I yield back.
That is Republican Congressman Billy Long of Missouri. Well, joining me now on the phone is the Illinois Senate Republican leader, Bill Brady from Bloomington. And Leader Brady, I figured that you'd be familiar with hearing that kind of exchange.
Well, it sounds like the Illinois House as well. But no, anyway.
I never think that it's being up for auction in the Illinois legislature, okay?
Oh, you don't, huh?
I'm trying to be positive here.
Yes. Well, it was quite creative. You'd have to give the congressman a credit for, as you did, for making the most of this bad situation.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me this morning. And, you know, here we are post Labor Day, the traditional time that the campaigns intensify. And I'm kind of curious, what is the Senate Republican political agenda as you see it?
Well, for us, it is about gaining control or more control. In our case, it's two seats, at least two seats of the new seats that we have up for election to get us into a position where we're in a simple minority. The dominance, as we've seen in this election, is all about taking power, frankly, away from Mike Madigan and John Culleton, the power that has put Illinois into the position that it's been in for the last four decades. As we saw just last week, Senate Republicans who I have up for re-election are running against Senate Democrats who ran an ad calling for term limits on Speaker Madigan. And his power was ever wielding again. He has now had the situation where his influence and his allies have called for those Senate Democrats to pull those ads who are running against our candidates, Mike Connolly, John Kern, and Tom Rooney, to pull those ads, flip-flopping really essentially on term limits on Mike Madigan. But the issue, I think, that even the Democrats know is that there's been one party rule, one individual who's been in power for far too long, and this state needs a fresh influence, and we Republicans are about bringing that to the state on this election day.
But as a leader in the Senate, and obviously minority leader to Senate President John Cullerton, how does running against the House Speaker fit into that kind of a strategy?
Well, clearly, there is nobody who has more disdain, toward them than Speaker Mike Madigan. He is the head of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party has run the state into the ground for the last four decades. And John Culleton is president of the Senate. Our position is we want to take him out of a supermajority position that they gained through a gerrymandered map, in my opinion. And we've got great candidates who we think we can pick up at least two seats. And what that helps us do is it it not only helps us bring votes to the gubernatorial election, which is important to us for a fair map to reelect Bruce Rauner, but it also helps us stave off the potential of a tax hike or a Pritzker graduated tax rate under a constitutional amendment. So our chamber, it's very important that we pick up two seats to stop the Madigan-Pritzker-Colleton dominance that we're really worried about the agenda. I mean, J.B. Pritzker now is talking about a mileage tax on motorists.
He's not just now talking about it. He brought it up in January in a Daily Herald editorial. I mean, saying it's under consideration, that everything should be on the table. It's something that should be explored. I mean, obviously, there's a political vulnerability there. I'm not denying that.
We balanced a budget last year after a huge Madigan tax increase, but we balanced a budget. Have you ever seen a time when a candidate for governor has threatened another tax increase on top of the tax increase after we just balanced a budget? I just don't understand the gumption of J.B. Pritzker. That's just the influence that he's under. The Democrats, Mike Madigan, John Coles, and J.B. Pritzker just want more revenue taken out of the families of Illinois, which I'm fearful will continue to force people to leave this state. And our best asset is the people who live here.
We're speaking with Illinois Senate Republican Leader Bill Brady from Bloomington. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson from the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Skyline studio. Joining me on the phone from Bloomington is the Senate Republican leader of the Illinois State Senate, Bill Brady. We're talking about Republican politics and Republican politics statewide. Senator, I'm curious about, I know how much that Bruce Rauner has put into campaigns regarding trying to tarnish Mike Madigan. And I spoke to Chris Mooney at the U of I about this too, about, you know, this has gone on since before the 2014 campaigns. Is there a diminished return now on the investment in attacking Mike Madigan, in your view?
Well, I think that the point being is that the people want to change. They want Mike Madigan to leave office, frankly. They want a term limits. They want, and tying Democrat candidates to the Democratic Party chair of Illinois and its four-decade Speaker of the House, it really resonates. I mean, look at this. We go back to this example where three Democratic challengers against three of our candidates were running term limit ads on Mike Madigan, and yet he still had the ability to have them force them to pull those ads because that's what he wanted. And people are tired of that kind of dictatorship that they believe has put Illinois in the position we're in. So he is the pivotal point of what people want to see different in Illinois. And that's, you know, one of the reasons my candidates, John Curran, Tom Rooney, and Mike Connolly, are for term limits. Why I'm for term limits? Why Bruce Rauner's for term limits? They believe more power should be given back to the people.
But, I mean, you've had a lengthy tenure in the legislature. And if even if we adopted a term limits amendment, it wouldn't take effect for years.
And it probably wouldn't have any effect on the tenure of Mike Madigan, but it would stop for the future politicians from ever being able to have that type of reign on the Illinois government. Now, that doesn't mean people can't have a good career in public service. They can serve 10 years in the House, serve 10 years in the Senate, serve 10 years in Congress, have a great public service career. But the Illinois legislature is designed to be made up of citizen legislators. And if you look at it, it's the people like Mike Madigan who are in powerful positions who've been around for what the voters believe is far too long.
You know, that raises an interesting point. And of course, we've, you know, known for years that while it's supposed to be a part-time legislature, given, and perhaps this was more true during the Blagojevich era of special sessions after special sessions, where it really kind of morphed into a full-time legislature. I mean, much of the criticism about Madigan and others is, you know, having outside income. Why not just make it a full-time legislature and you're banned from any outside income or outside work?
Yeah, it's an interesting concept, not one that I'm ready to embrace. I think a citizen legislature where you have outside interests. Now, if those interests tie into your well-being, ties into your political influence, that's a different story. But that needs to be dealt with differently.
Tell me, you know, obviously you support Bruce Rauner's reelection, but, you know, downstate, you know, which has grown more Republican, and we still seem to have this issue of perhaps divided divisions among core socially conservative Republicans towards Bruce Rauner. How much as the Senate Republican leader, and how much do Senate Republican candidates have to also try to help bridge that kind of rift?
Well, a lot. It's becoming easier and easier as people get to know the connection between J.B. Pritzker and his policies and Mike Madigan and John Culleton. There's no question that I don't agree with everything that Bruce Rauner stands for, but he has made it. He's made some very good changes as governor that we never would have seen if he were not reelected. Education funding with Republican support, reforms in education, the way we fund. We've seen a balanced budget this year, Medicaid reforms, very good things that he's been able to accomplish that we would not have seen had the Democrats been able to put Pat Quinn back into office because of the Democratic stronghold from Chicago. When independents, Republicans, and even Democrats downstate see that, even though they may not have agreed with some of the governor's actions on social issues that the Democrats used to trap him, they realize that the future of the state is in the hands of this election. And they realize that J.B. Pritzker's graduated tax hike and the Democrats ushering that in and his tax increases and his taxes on mileage and other things are not going to be beneficial to rebuilding Illinois. And that message really trumps, no pun intended, it really trumps a lot of what the concerns of some of the downstaters might be. And they're coming back home. And I even see the independents and Democrats as you're out in parade routes and going door to door, realizing that the future of this state is in the hands of this election. And Bruce Rauner, if nothing else, needs to be elected to be a check against the Chicago political machine.
But is there energy behind that message? And you know, obviously, you know, we hear about energized Democrats, but is there energy for Republican turnout, or is that still remain a question?
There is, and what I see happening, and maybe I'm not always 100% right. But what I see happening, if people are realizing that this is not a national agenda, I mean, there's no question that the national scene and some of the president's tweets and other things go south on people, even though I think he's done much in terms of policy. But as people realize this isn't a national election, this is a state election about the future of Illinois. And it's about whether or not you want to give control and another map to Mike Madigan and John Culleton. They realize how important this is. And as we move away from the national viewpoint to concern about our state and our local schools and other things, that enthusiasm is moving closer and closer. And I think that happens every day between now and the election.
One of the things, and I've written about this too, that the issue, and you mentioned about the drawing of district lines. I mean, to me, I know it's kind of a wonky thing, but control of the map is, I mean, that is like the Holy Grail for the legislature, for the political parties. And yes, while, you know, we've talked about trying to make that process more fair, the system is what it is right now. And I'm kind of just surprised that that isn't more driving as part of Bruce Rauner's rhetoric, campaign rhetoric, that, you know, This is about the map, folks. Much in the same respect that, you know, if you don't like Donald Trump, it was about the Supreme Court justices, you know, kind of in that vein.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And people are starting to pick up on that. I would say almost co-equal to fighting against Pritzker's tax hike or hikes is the map. And Illinois, in my opinion, under fair maps, would go Republican legislatively because of the dominance of the Democratic Chicago population. Statewide will probably be swing state for a long time. But from a legislative standpoint, fair mapping, I believe we would be Republican. Bruce Rauner's the only thing that would stop John Culleton and Mike Madigan from drawing a free-handed, another gerrymandered map. And I think it's as important to the future of the state as fighting against the Pritzker tax hike.
We've been speaking with Illinois Senate Republican Leader Bill Brady from Bloomington. Leader Brady, thank you as always for joining me this morning.
Great to be with you. Have a great day.